Magic men, these podcasters turned into magicians. Please listen to this so that you'll hear about a trick that we made for Blackpool.
Are you ready for the Blackpool Magic Convention
special? Yes. Of the podcast.
I can't believe it's time for our annual Blackpool Magic special,
like we do every week.
So, as you may have noticed before, we went to the Blackpool Magic Convention last year or the year before. And we did a whole special episode featuring one of the most famous magicians in the world, Mr. Topaz.
Yeah, I've never heard of Topaz since, but no. I assume he's really famous.
But like, I feel like it's safe to say that we were inspired by
Topaz.
By the Blackpool Magic Convention. So much so that we were like, I could do that.
You could do magic.
I can fucking do magic, motherfucker. So Joe and I, for the Blackpool Magic Convention 2023, set a little mission for ourselves to come up with a trick that we could perform to a magician and have them be impressed by it.
Yeah. Wow. Whoa. Putting the tragic into, it's tragic you thought you could do this.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like the Penn and Teller TV show, Fool Us, where magicians go on to try and see if they can do a trick that fools Penn and Teller, except not as good.
And Alison Hannigan isn't there.
Yeah.
Yet.
So Joe and I had this mission for ourselves, and we were trying to come up with like a trick to do.
And what were your mental states? Was this a desperate thing? Was this an excited thing?
It was a feature thing.
Yeah, it was desperate for a feature.
You went all the way to Blackpool for a feature.
Yeah, we went all the way to Blackpool for
a
feature.
It's on the other side of the island.
That's why none of us got paid from Patreon that month.
Right.
We sunk it all into this.
Put it all in Big B.
Yeah, it's basically Blackpool Magic Convention, the tax episode.
The tax write-off episode.
Shit, I could write off that.
Absolutely.
That's not how tax write-offs work. And I'm sure that me and Steve are both sitting here going, that's not how.
Well, that's why
I put so many top hats on my self-assessment. I fucking hope it's how it works.
You don't get the money back.
So, first we needed a trick. And we were sort of playing around with different ideas of tricks, like doing a card trick, because I think both of us can reliably force a card on someone now.
Fuck no, I can't.
What? I can.
Pardon?
I can force a card on someone.
You definitely.
And the thing is, like,
what is forcing a card on someone?
So I can make you pick.
Sounds bad.
I can make you pick a card.
Against my will?
Against your will.
Shove it into your eye.
Whatever card I want you to pick, I will get
it's
you to
in
pick.
Your mouth.
I can.
It's already in your mouth.
I can get you to pick that card every single time.
Okay.
Like, so I'm in control of what card you pick, right?
You don't have a deck of cards with you now, do you?
No, I don't, but I'll show you after. I might have somewhere that I can show you.
I'm familiar with this. It's like there's lots of ways you can do it, but you make people feel like they're choosing a card when they're not.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can force any card that I want
it's
on
fucking
you.
Fucking bullshit is what it is.
The thing is, once you can reliably do that, you can do fucking anything with it. So like,
Oyster is your magic.
Yeah. So
you're like the fucking silent one, and that's why
I'm the big gobby one, and you're the quiet.
I'm the little
one.
Dork that
is
apparently doesn't work.
Fucking said, all right?
My beautiful goblin assistant.
Once you can do that, you can do anything. So some of the ones that I've done to people is, be out playing cards with someone, force a card on someone, and then I've told like a friend of ours that I'm going to FaceTime them and ask them to say a card. And so like I'll go like, oh, is this your card? And you go, oh no, that's not it. And you're like, fuck, sorry, I just need some help a minute. What's that video call someone? Just hold it up so they, I'm not talking to them or anything. I'll be like, sorry, pass, like, have you Can you just, we're just playing this little game a minute. Can you think of a card? And then she'll say the card out loud. It fucking blows people away. Obviously.
It's weird how like the little trick of just being like getting it wrong once and then doing something crazy to reveal it. It really does like throw people. Like then going, what?
Yeah.
Where if you'd got it right straight away, they'd just be like, how do you do that?
Yeah. Another one I did was I bought two packs of the same card. And a really good one to do is
two packs of the same card.
Two packs of the same cards. So the same
thing. Jack of clubs, two of diamonds. Yeah. I love those two cards.
104 cards, all of them ace of spades.
Non-trick decks, but they're both identical. So then you can, say I want to force the eight of diamonds on you, I can also put an eight of diamonds, I can hide it somewhere about your person at any point. And then when I decide to do that trick, it's going to
without your consent.
Mm-hmm. So a good one of doing it is, I've done it to Clara a bunch of times, is put the card inside her phone case. And then you go, is this your card? She'll say no. And then you go, oh, fuck, I got it wrong. Oh, sorry, this is nuts, but have a look in your phone case, mate. You open up and it's just there.
Sorry, this is mad, but I think I hid the card in your beard.
Yeah, exactly. You can do it. You can do whatever you want once you have that power, right?
I'm astonished that you've known how to do magic for this long and I haven't known about it. If I could do magic, you'd fucking know about it.
But that's the thing, you've got to kind of keep it, you can't just fucking keep doing it because otherwise people are like, well, I don't want to do as much. Because like when we go away for Wales Away, we play a lot of cards, so I always try and do the trick and people, but I can only do that one trick.
Right.
I mean, like, thing is, it's one trick, but it has a different ending every single time. So you can just play around with it and stuff like that. Like the FaceTime thing absolutely destroyed
some people.
That slaps,
yeah.
It was good.
Does Clara keep finding like cards everywhere?
I've got to keep an eye on like which ones I've hidden where. It's just like, oh fuck.
You're just watching her put on lipstick and a card's wrapped around the lips. You're like, oh god, I hope she doesn't feel that card.
She's like, oh for fuck's sake. Like I have ruined living with me more than it was before. But anyway, so we were kind of thinking like card trick, but also you've got to be really on it, and we were drinking a lot on the weekend as well, so we didn't want it to like, you know, like having to rely on doing something like that, it might like I just didn't want it to go wrong. So what I did have on me was a Polaroid camera, which looks like an old Fuji camera, so it's been made to look kind of like hipstery. And it's kind of like, it looks, it's pretty good, right? Joe had it at his wedding. I don't know if you remember
seeing it. Actually, it's a modern digital Japanese upskirt cam.
It's an upskirt. And they can never tell.
They can't do you for it.
When you're getting the dick/fanny shot. No.
Is this the kind of chat they have with that Blackpool Magic?
Honestly?
This is good for Blackpool Magic. Let me tell you, that place is a fucking cesspit.
It is disgusting.
So, this camera though, it looks like an oldish camera. Like, if you looked at it for more than 2 seconds, you'd be like, well, that's obviously not an old camera. But like, at a glance, it looks like an old camera. But what you can do is, you take a photo, and it obviously, you can print it out. You can also Bluetooth photos to it. And also, it has a small internal memory, which means you can save photos to it, right?
Okay, I can see where this is going, and I love it.
So, the trick that Joe and I came up with, and I think it is fantastic, so we enlisted the help of our friend, Mr. Rory Powers. And the idea is...
Great name at a magic conference as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing is though, like...
Not a real person.
It's almost too good.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, oh, you're just my friend, Rory Powers. Fucking what?
Rory Magic Powers.
Yeah.
People just suddenly start checking their assholes for cards.
He's just like spawn in immediately within a 50 media radius.
Yeah. So our trick was, because a lot of Blackpool Magic Convention takes place in, there's like bars in the Winter Gardens where the whole event is. So you end up boozing quite a lot and people hang out in the bars. It's quite a social event like that. So our trick was, we took a photo of Rory with his hand around nothing, right?
In a very specific part of one bar.
So we're standing by the bar It looks like we've just got drinks in. Mm-hmm. And we took a photo of Rory with his hand around nothing.
As if he's got his hand around someone's shoulder.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there's no one there.
But there's no one there. Yeah. Kept that photo on the camera. Then we grab a passerby and say like, hey, do you mind just helping us with just this trick a minute? Which is like, you just need to stand and be in a photo. So they think it's not them having the trick done to them. They think Rory's having the trick done to them. So that's like a big thing of it. So what I do then is I get the camera, take a photo of Rory with his arm, this time with his arm around the person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But instead of printing that one out, which you can do really quickly, instead of printing that one out, I print out the earlier picture.
Without anyone there.
Without anyone
and
there.
And then they think they're a vampire?
Well, this is a thing. So then you pretend, you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, hang on.
Let's just do it again.
Sorry, I don't really know what's happened there. And then you hand them the photo, and then it's just Rory, who they don't even know that we know Rory. They think it's just some guy.
The other good part of this is the Polaroid takes its time to develop.
Yeah.
So nice. You carry on a conversation with them.
That's the prestige.
Yeah.
And then they're like, they see it and they're right like, there. That's a bit weird.
Yeah.
It carries on developing and they just get more and more like,
they've done a like, trick. Why haven't I appeared yet? And then it comes out and it's like, where the fuck am I?
Yeah.
Back to the Future, do you, you motherfucker?
I fucked your mom and then I unfucked her and now you're not real.
Yeah. So, but like, we were away with two magicians who kind of helped us come up with the idea for it. And they were like, that's a really funny
idea.
This
is a really good trick.
Yeah, it's a really funny idea because it relies on, because a lot of people who go to Blackpool Magic Convention, like, for want of a better word, even though the magicians are fucking thick.
Not mincing your magic.
Even though the magicians, like a lot of them don't know what computers are.
Well, there's a thin line between magician and con artist.
It's, a lot of these people wouldn't make it as con artists, let me tell you.
Right.
That's, like, I think I've never met an intelligent magician because they all graduate to
con artistry.
Yeah. And you never know.
Danny Ocean.
The name's Daniel Ocean.
Yeah. You either go to Vegas as a magician or you go to Vegas to rob it. To give you an example, the year before this, the big trick, because there's always like a big trick that everyone is into. The big trick, like the most famous one, was like a trick that involved a gimmick. And if it's like a prop or something, people call it a gimmick. It involved a wallet with a mini printer inside it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it basically meant that
the
like...
The wallet is fucking massive.
Yeah.
But this is the size of a wallet.
Briefcase.
But like, so funny. Forget the fact that no one really carries wallets anyway anymore because no one needs cash. But like this thing is like you can write on a pad and then it'll send that image then to the printer. But like... It's a mini printer inside a wallet. Why is your wallet that big? No matter how many like fake receipt heads you put at the top of it, that's obviously, I mean, like, it's the size of a fucking Coke
can.
The
biggest wallet I have is about 2.5-3 inches, but it is shaped and designed to look like a hamburger.
Yeah.
But it's still not that big. It's basically like a fake hamburger.
Right. Okay.
And it's still not big enough to have a printer in it.
Why have you got that?
It's really fun.
You won it at the fair.
why is it the biggest wallet you own? How many wallets have you got?
I mean, how many wallets has anyone got?
Dozens and dozens.
I have three.
But yeah, so this is what I mean. Like, any kind of new technology
blows their minds.
Kind of blows their minds a little bit, mm-hmm. even though they're really clever magicians.
Is it like the start of 2001: A Space Odyssey with all the monkeys hitting things with bones?
So like us,
I'm gonna get murdered by a magician.
So they wouldn't know that this kind of that it looks like that this Polaroid thing would kind of exist. So it's like,
do they understand how cameras work?
Possibly. I don't know.
We did have a lot of people go, my soul!
Stolen my soul. Oh, mamma fucking mia.
She just gave Coco a heart attack.
So our idea was basically to sort of pitch up in this bar in the Blackpool and then do this to people and record their reactions to see... You know, what do they think of the trick?
I think it's a great trick.
It's a really good trick.
And because, like, this is what I learned from the last Blackpool Magic Convention feature, is that tricks are, like, almost copyrighted, right?
Yes. You invent a trick, and then
it's, like, it's your thing. It's your idea.
Yeah. Joe, would you like to tell the room what you bought last Blackpool Magic Convention?
Yeah, I bought a really, really good trick. There was effectively a deck of cards with a mouse trap in it.
What?
And what it was meant to do is you would put it on a surface.
Right.
I mean, I assume you've got it on you because you must have mastered it by now, right?
No, I threw it away. And what it would do is you'd force a card that was always in the middle of the deck.
And then it would kill a mouse.
And throw something at the deck and the mouse trap would go off and it would split the deck perfectly.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it would land on the card that you forced. Cool as fuck.
I generally saw the man do it with you.
Yeah.
And like... I was like, I've got to buy that. But basically, I was like,
thankfully,
no one is buying the same tricks as each other. That's fun. So, but you were like, this is fucking incredible. I need to buy this. Because like, we're not magicians. Sorry, guys. But we do set out to be like, oh, I want to buy a trick that I could.
You like tricking people.
I want to do a trick. I want to do a trick to Clara when I get back. You want to trick Anna. Like, it'd be fun, you know?
So I spent £30 on this mousetrap.
Is it just a mousetrap glued to a piece of loose cards?
Yeah.
Not far off.
It's got like holes cut in the bottom of the cards and a mousetrap secreted in it. But what I found out is that when you got massive fat fingers.
Yeah, it was sold to us. Well, sold to you by
slender Korean man.
Yeah,
who had decades of sleight of hand experience. And what happens when an amateur with fat old bastard English fingers gets in there is he spends an entire night over a curry snapping a mousetrap on himself and screaming.
Also,
that's how you get good.
No, like, it's not. It's how I damage the nerve endings in my finger.
Well, the thing is, I was watching you do it because you were sitting opposite me at the dinner and I thought you were being dramatic. Until I did it to my own finger.
Painful.
And then I looked at, I was just like, that goes straight in the bin if that was me.
Wow.
It's a mousetrap. It's a mousetrap.
It's so bad that I took it back to the guy who sold it to me the next day. And was like, I think there's a defective mousetrap. Like, could you get me another one?
He's like, well, don't call it a mousetrap. That's my life's work for one.
He literally gets my deck of cards and performs this trick perfectly three times in a row.
Wow.
And he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Please let me test this for you. Like a beautiful man and did it three times. And he was like, I think you just need to get better at it. And I was like, great, yeah, I'll do that for another entire night, snapping it on my fingers. And then just went,
no. Fuck it.
Well, yeah, what's also really funny is we look like, I think we talked about it on the last podcast, but we look like a very famous magic duo called the fucking...
What? The Other Brothers.
Yeah. The Other Brothers.
You look like a... That's crazy, you look like a duo.
Mm. Yeah, so, because we look like them, it looks like these really famous this really famous magician can't do this trick and is like asking for a refund. So that's probably why he was so upset, because he's like, oh my God.
Oh my God, Joey Other Brother.
I failed Joey Other Brother. But anyway, so we've got our trick. We've got our Polaroid trick. You guys love it.
I think it's fantastic.
It's a cool idea.
People are fully expecting that when you press the button, that photo comes out. Like, it's just an easy premise to just fuck with people.
It's got a stooge as well. That's a really good magic element.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, his name is Rory Powers, but they didn't know his name because we didn't know his
name. Just call him R-Dog.
Yeah, exactly. So it was fine. So what we didn't count on for the first one, because obviously, like, we were going up to people as well, which I kind of don't mind doing. You're not a massive fan of
doing. No, I hate it.
Rory's fine with it. But yeah, you're recording. Rory's the stooge. I'm going up to people. So, like, that's fine. But also, what we didn't count on is, so every night there's a big gala show which has these amazing magicians play. And what we didn't count on is the first person that we went up to was a guy who starred on the gala show the night before. Because it's just famous magicians walking around having beers and stuff like that.
What's wrong with talking to him? Why can't you do a trick on him?
Well, I didn't want it to be the first one.
They're going to build up fuck to their barn way open.
Yeah. So,
and then all the horses will bolt out of the barn because they fucked it open.
What if he walks around all the magic bars during the next day and he's like, I thought this shit trick. Don't go in the...
We know that most
this is how it's done.
Paul Daniels famously would just stand and shout at people going, it's fucking bullshit.
This is shit, mate.
It's how they stay high up in the magic circle.
So for our first person that we approached was a man called Adrien Quillet, who, if you remember, was the guy who did like the magic with the cocktails.
Yes.
Who we were like, that was fucking incredible. So we go up to him anyway, and this is the first clip of us talking to him, trying to get this. And this is the first time we've done it, right? So you've got to...
I'm easy.
Okay.
Sorry, fella. Yeah. Were you the cocktail guy last night?
Yeah.
Mate, that was fucking amazing.
You're incredible.
Yeah, it was so cool, man.
Appreciate it.
Like,
it was so good, yeah.
Thank you so much. Man, amazing.
I'm glad you feel like, how do you feel like it went?
I don't know, great reaction, man. Both stations were amazing. Like, magician here are crazy, so.
Yeah.
I know, it was really fitting with Blackwell's style, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Dude, it was, like, honestly, it was such an amazing way. Like, we were talking about it all last night. We were like, how the fuck is anyone going to follow that? Like, and it was a really good show. There were really amazing people on it. Like, I love Mario Lopez. I thought he was amazing, but I was like, this guy is amazing, man. He's really good.
Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it.
We just met this guy. Like, I'm doing a trick. Would you mind, like, jumping in? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. No,
I just need you to basically, like, be in a photo.
Here we go.
I also love... We just met this guy.
Yeah. I'm so nervous, and that's why I'm talking so quickly. Like... We just met this guy, actually. Yeah.
Here's a guy who's a complete stranger to me.
Don't tell him you're doing a trick.
Oh, it's rough. So, you know, so we get him into position.
This isn't a patsy.
We explain that, you know, I just need to take a photo of you or whatever.
Our pats.
But I'm also really nervous because this guy was incredible. We've been literally talking about this guy all day. And then the first guy we got
just for us and the people at home, can you give us a really brief description of what the cocktail thing was?
It was just magic based around...
You just drank a lot of cocktails and fell over.
This guy drank cocktails so quick. Yeah.
It was like, everyone look him up. His name's Adrien Quillen, A-D-R-I-E-N.
Was he just pouring drinks that went nowhere and stuff?
Stuff like that.
Right, okay.
But it would start off really silly and you're like, oh, right, that's fun. And then it would just get absolutely... Like sleight of hand with
bonkers
cocktails,
stuff with liquids.
Yeah.
Fair.
So imagine, like, cool. You know, like the people who, like, pull the glass balls from out of their ass and you don't know how they've done it and stuff like that. So imagine.
I know how they've done it.
Those guys.
I know how I've done that. I fucking paid them to do that.
Imagine that, but a whiskey sour.
All right. That's all the info I need.
Yeah. Right.
It was kind of like flair.
Yeah.
But taken to the.
Yeah,
goddamn
level. Flare that out your ass.
So this is me. This is me doing doing the trick.
Mate, don't be too hard on yourself.
It's hard. It's hard.
It is. Fair play for not bottling it.
Here we go.
Cheese.
Here comes the picture.
There we go. We're basically off eBay, and it's like this really old camera that just doesn't work. This is fucking
pattern. I don't really know what's called pattern.
Did it work?
Well, kind of, but...
What?
That's you?
What? What the fuck?
Oh, he loves it.
That's bizarre.
That's crazy.
Are you a vampire?
You've got a haunted camera.
Where's the mirror? Come on. I can see myself.
Are you a vampire? You can tell us. We won't tell anyone. That's crazy, man.
That's actually...
There you go. You can have that.
I can have an invisible
you can
picture
have a
of me.
You can have a picture of us.
Oh, we can see the lemon. Oh, no.
Okay.
He was so close to going, that's actually really good.
Yeah.
And then he stopped himself.
Well, yeah.
Like, I've listened to that a few times.
I feel like he had fun with it. It was like, that was
he
nice.
He was really interested. Like, I think he knew straight away when he asked to take a picture. He's like, okay, this is a trick.
Yeah.
Well, so then, right. So basically, you know, we wanted to learn.
He had a nice time.
He had a nice time, yeah. So we wanted to learn. So we were asking him, like, you know, what did you think of the trick? And, you know, because we want to improve it. For, you know, because ultimately we want to get on the gala ourselves. We have one trick and it really won't play well on a big stage.
Mm-hmm. It's better than the fucking printer and a wallet.
Well, we've got, it definitely is. So this is us basically trying to get a review from him going like, oh, you know, what did you think?
It's actually a good idea.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you, like, as a magician, like, honestly, like...
The thing is, like, I saw you take the picture
when
you arrived.
Oh, you saw it, right?
He saw us take the ghost picture.
That is upsetting.
Yeah. We blew it, basically.
But
audience we've ever had.
I don't know. I mean, I think he still appreciated it. He just had to play along.
It's very honest of him
to
say, you know what, I did see you take that picture, yeah. So I'm not going to pretend to have been tricked.
Magician to magician.
Yeah. But he would.
But he hadn't seen you take the picture. He just took a punt.
That's how we. That's
He'd
how we
still
found
be
out.
Emailing you like the way you emailed that magician years ago, being yeah. like, tell me how you did it, you fucking piece of work.
So yeah, this is his last little review of us then.
Okay.
This is good. We've been, like, we're not magicians at all. Like, we make a podcast, like, and we thought, could we do a trick that would maybe fool a magician?
I don't think it did.
Slightly impressed.
I think now you can be fooled. I don't know.
Well, like, maybe not fool, but like, are you at least impressed with the ingenuity of it from three morons?
Yeah, it will be a fucking name on the picture. I will say, oh my fucking god, they're gods. Well, you know, I'm gonna. I'm keep it.
Okay.
So you doing podcast on?
We do like a comedy podcast, so we just but we come
here in England.
We've come here for the last couple of years and just done
in Blackpool.
In Blackpool,
So you're doing a podcast on Blackpool every year.
We did one last year, and then we're going to do one this year. We live in London.
I'm sure I'll pretty lots of things to say.
We'll send it to you. You're the first person who's seen our trick. We came up with
sign it. Sign it. I don't have a fucking pen.
You got a pen?
No, we need a Sharpie.
Oh, yeah.
It's cute, isn't it?
He's just waiting for his next paycheck.
So he just wanted
it. It's really encouraging.
Yeah. Because he said, like,
it's very sweet that he plays along and has fun with it, even though he knows what it is before it's even happened. Which is
shite.
I think that's a really nice sign of character. The fact that he doesn't immediately go, sorry, guys.
Yeah. He must be very careful about giving feedback as well, because if he sort of gave you an idea, claim part ownership of, you know, like when you send a script to someone, they can't give you feedback because
also they must know that it's all kind of bullshit, and if they're like, oh, that's good, then a good magician saying something is good, then they are good, so they must want to be a little bit like, it's all right,
yeah,
because if you say that anyone's like good, suddenly
instead of me being invisible, what if it was me but I had my dick out?
He even says in that bit, he was like, you could show that to someone and they would lose their minds and think you're a fucking god. Like, that is what he says. He was like, you know, so there's something in it that is impressive enough.
You could give someone a mental break.
Hey, I'll tell you what would be I'm just going to chuck this out to you, Gaff, for
go
free,
for it.
Right? Because this is how you become a real magician.
Okay.
The first photo you take and they're not in it and you're like, oh, that's really weird. Can we do this again? Right?
Yeah.
But in the time it takes for the photo to like shake out, the first photo has been Bluetooth off the camera, and someone has edited out Rory. So the second one that prints is the original photo, but without the patsy.
I don't mind.
It's just them on their own.
Yeah. That's funny.
And then they'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because you've got like a good 2-3 minutes. All you need is like somebody on Fiverr.
That would
mess with people. You're like, something's wrong with this camera, let's do it again. But the next one is like, it's just them and not the patsy. And they're like, what the fuck?
So like, we hadn't managed to convince him, but I think we got a pretty good reaction.
I think he liked you. But that's probably because he thought you were the
and also
famous...
we were sucking his dick about his gala performance for about 10 minutes before.
He's like, the other brothers are really... falling down the hill.
He thought he was getting a job.
I told the other brothers by email I was not going to consult on their tricks, and now they are doing this.
So we approached somebody else, and we got another French magician. He was a little bit more nervous than the other guy.
Do you mind like helping us with a trick?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I've got an old Polaroid camera. I just want to take a photo of him. We just met this guy.
Old boring camera.
Right? You smile. Sorry. Okay. It's like this ancient camera that I got off eBay from a guy who was like this weirdest guy.
Just a boring old camera.
I'm still learning how to do it, so I think
it's called Pater, guys.
Yeah, here it comes. Yeah. I basically bought it off this guy, and it's like, I don't know, he was being super weird when I bought it as well. Like, he says he found the camera.
Come on,
like,
you're laying it on so thick.
You gotta wait for it to go. Okay. You gotta fill it.
Just talk to them about their day.
Well, that's what we did learn.
Yeah, it's you can't be like, there's nothing weird about this camera for 3 minutes.
So, you know, it's not the best setup.
You're refining it as
exactly,
you go.
Exactly. So,
It reminds me of in like Deadwood with the soap scammer being like, well, would you believe it? I just found $5 in this bar of soap.
Okay, here we go. This is him. This is him, me showing the ghost photo to him.
That's really weird. Are you like a vampire?
That's nice. You're not in it.
That's nice. Yeah, pretty nice.
You made him disappear?
Yeah.
Are you a vampire?
Where I am.
Where are you?
Holy shit, man.
Where am I?
Is this your... You got it. You got it. You're doing a trick on us now.
You can't trick on a trick.
You don't trick us, man.
Yes, that's crazy. Jesus.
How did you take him out?
What did you do?
That's wild.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. That's crazy. Yeah.
Rory's good.
You have your arm like this.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No. You...
Who are you? We just met you.
That's crazy.
Is this just you talk to Rory now?
Yeah.
Or someone else is like, yeah.
But like, fair play, Rory's
just
good.
Silent during that.
Rory, the guy, Rory did a great job of sounding like he was convinced.
But the thing is though, like, the guy is fucking dumbfounded.
Like, really?
He honestly, honestly like...
Because I thought, because when he says, very good, he's like, okay, yeah, I like that trick. But then when he kept going on about... When Rory comes over, it's like, who is this person I've never met?
No, it was like, he was like,
right, you, sir, from the audience.
So, but like, he is literally like staring at and he's dumbfounded and going, oh, that's really nice. That's really nice. And then like, this is his reaction.
It's a little trick we came up with.
Yeah.
So I do know him, just so you know. Sorry, we're recording this for a podcast. We're not magicians. We came up with a trick on the train, and we just wanted to like to show it to some people. So, what did you think? Good.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Did you believe it?
That's just the trick, but you have to create a routine.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to sell it a bit better.
Yeah. So, what would you say? Like, how would you? What tips would you give us to do the next one?
I don't know. We have to think about it. But,
did you like the old man, the curse? Like, maybe I'll say
a cursed camera.
But maybe like. Cursed is too much. So I was like, the guy was being super weird when I bought it. I don't know. Do you believe that?
Yeah, you have to, how do you say? You have to make a story. Not just doing the trick, we're going to take a photo. Oh, you disappear. Yeah. That's the trick, but you have to create a real story around it.
What could I say?
You have to think about it. That's
okay.
Right. He's not going to do your work for you, mate.
That's your job.
Yeah.
You have to pay him.
Our job.
That's quite complicated. But when you buy a magic trick, you think about it. You know that you are going to create something.
Yeah.
But that's not okay. I have an idea. Okay, this one maybe if I add this trick with the other.
Yeah.
If I do like a salad with this trick and the other.
Okay. So mix up more tricks.
Mix up tricks.
Yeah.
But that's a real good idea.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
For three non-magicians.
Yes, that's really cool.
Yeah.
What is it about French people telling you things that makes me think like they know what they're talking about more? I'm like listening to that being like, yeah, but actually what he's saying is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
but I'm going like, that's very clever. But actually it's like, just maybe make it less bullshit.
But this is this guy, right, gave me his card afterwards and was like, oh, I actually know someone in France that would be really interested in selling that trick.
Like, how much does a trick sell for?
Well, I guess it depends, isn't it?
Depends how good the fucking trick is, baby.
These cameras cost 150 quid. Right. But like some tricks do sell for like 500, 800 pounds.
And then
you buy the gimmick with it as well.
You have exclusive rights to do that trick then?
Well, I think you should. I think it's basically a gentleman's agreement.
I think
what happens when you podcast about it and put it out into the world like this?
We're fucked.
I think once you start selling a trick, the idea is like you own the idea kind of, but anyone can do it who buys
like
it.
The magic circle, that's a real thing, right?
That is,
and that's
yeah.
Are they the enforcers
they're very scared
of ownership of tricks?
If you break the magic circle, you have to fill in the bit you broke with salt real quick or the demon gets out.
But like, he was really interested in it and he gave us some like food for thought. So
This you were laying it real thick with the weird camera
I'm not a magician. I was making it up.
You're not a magician, but you are a word weaver.
But this is the thing,
and you have a responsibility as a word weaver.
Yeah. What the readers can't hear is that Gav covered his entire face with his jumper while listening to himself.
Yeah. Yeah, so good. He was like properly like hermit crab back into his shell going, I hate this.
It's not fun.
There's a reason I just volunteered to record everything.
I mean, fair play. Like, the fact that you are presenting these to fucking magicians.
Proper magicians who we've just seen on stage the night
before. Because at any point, they could just be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. So, we knew what we had to do. We actually recorded a little bit here. We talk about his reaction a little bit. And also, we kind of make a plan, right?
Mm.
So we make a plan for what we need to do next.
I couldn't understand because it was like how much of it was language barrier or not. But it generally felt like he was into the trick.
I think he was playing it cool, but I think he genuinely thought it was real magic.
Yeah. No, that's
it.
There
was a part of him that was like, I have to go. Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye.
That's it. When he first
saw
it. I
need to call my friend.
When he first saw it, he picked it up and he went, nice. And what I heard was, holy fucking shit.
This is the end for me.
Finally, the curse is coming true, like the old woman said.
Oh God, I'm disappearing.
Okay, so what?
Yeah, what you couldn't see on the recording is he held up his hand in front of his face like Marty McFly.
Well, this is the thing, because I've been thinking it's kind of Back to the Future-y, right?
Yeah.
So, but
we should be in Wild West clothes, is what you're saying.
Yes, obviously. But should we, like... Okay, so he was saying the one thing we learned from this guy is...
Better story.
So, because I have been sort of vamping it. So I think, what is the story? The story is, I bought this down in the dealer's hall.
Not dealer's hall.
No?
Dealer's hall is...
Oh, it's magic. Yeah, it's too magic. Yeah.
Got it in the car park from a guy.
What about you found it? In a dump for magic.
Oh, why don't I say, like, I found this camera and I'm trying to make a trick with it.
What about? Go. Sorry, you carry on.
No, that's all I asked.
40 years ago.
Yeah.
Not 40 years ago. 30 years ago.
100 years ago.
My grandfather disappeared.
Yeah.
And all they found in his house was this camera.
Mm.
I'm into it.
Can I sell that? Okay, yeah. I think I can do that.
So we've got a story now.
It's not much of a story.
Which
is
either 40, 30, or 100 years ago, my granddad vanished and all is left is his camera.
It's the implication that like he was sucked into the camera somehow, along with all of his other belongings.
Yeah. So we've got our story. We need another audience member. So we found a very smiley lady.
How many patches do you need for this fuck?
We found a very smiley lady who'd gone up to the bar to get drinks for her husband. So we commandeered her and start setting the story up now. It's important to note as well, she is not a magician. She is a magician's
wife. Apprentice.
Wife. She is just like us. She's a muggle, right?
So basically, my grandfather left me this camera. It's a really old camera. I don't know. Like, I basically don't even know how to use it. And I'm trying to, like, we just met this guy now as well. So both of you, strangers to us, that's fine. And I'm just trying to basically come up with a trick for it.
He
left, like, my mum his house, but he left me this camera. It wasn't in the script.
I bottled it already.
It's so reassuring to how shit you are at lying.
I'm so shit.
It means I trust you. Like, I already trusted you, but now I trust you like a million times more.
There's a bit in that where I go, "We just met you. Just met him as well. So two strangers."
Funny how that happens.
Sweating.
For the record, don't know him.
I
didn't help by audibly laughing while you told that story.
So just to reiterate, do know, don't know, don't know.
Yeah. Is everyone clear who knows and who doesn't know me?
Do you know each other?
Do you know...
Did I already imply that the camera is haunted?
Yes. By the way, the camera's haunted.
Have I said that? Do you know my grandfather?
Honestly, it's hot in here.
It's a fucking mess. Right?
I'm genuinely surprised at how bad you are at this.
I had to learn and perform a magic trick to magicians.
But you're not performing magic tricks. You're just telling like a slightly unbelievable story at this point.
Yeah, but we had one meeting and you heard it. That was live.
During that meeting, I suggested we wear Wild West clothes.
Also, we've had about 6 pints here as well, which you think would make it easier. Mm. It doesn't.
No.
So,
I don't know anybody. We're all strangers.
I love you suggested you wear Wild West clothes. Like, how's that going to help?
Yeah.
You've already taken the picture with the arm around nothing. How are we going to get the clothes on that picture, Joe?
I'm also like...
We should get Steve.
Yeah. Consultant.
Magical like, consultant.
I'm so... Like, I'm getting pissed now, like, to the point where I'm just like... Not only do I not know him, I've never met a person before.
Like, I've got amnesia.
This is my first time out of the house.
Yeah, humans don't know him. I was born today.
So, this is us setting up the nice smiley lady for a fall.
Yeah, sorry, we'll take...
That's weird.
I'm not there.
You
real?
What?
Wait a second. No, I'm not there. Oh. I thought it was you that wasn't there.
Wait, what's happened?
I'm not there.
Did you do that?
No.
Did you do that?
No.
This is going to sound like a crazy question, but do you usually turn up in photos?
Yes, I do.
That's good.
I don't know what's happened there.
That's bizarre.
I take it all back. That's brilliant.
That was funny.
I kind of feel like, I know you're not looking for a lot of feedback
on
the trick, right?
Yeah,
but when they see that they're not in the picture,
mm-hmm.
that's the snap point for them. Like, great, that's the trick.
Yeah.
When you keep going, what's going on? What's happening? Do you know anything about this? They're like, okay, I get it.
I want to go now.
The trick's finished now.
Yeah,
and you keep asking me questions and looking dumbfounded.
Definitely, yeah.
We should cut straight to you saying, do you usually turn up in photos?
Yes, exactly.
And then walk off. That's why magicians have the puff of cloud of smoke, because they don't want to do that.
They don't do the Q&A.
Because it's not good. They don't do a Q&A after every trick, no.
So did you put the rabbit in the hat?
Which one
of you put the rabbit in this hat?
Stand up if you put the rabbit in the hat.
I'd love it if you threw a smoke bomb at the end of this, but didn't tell me you were doing it. You disappear and I'm still there.
Like, I know nothing.
So she didn't really sound like she was that impressed with it. She actually sounded like she couldn't give a fuck.
She might not want to be there.
Yeah, true. I don't know.
And she's not in the picture.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's like, I wish.
The satisfied smile on your face after that.
She's halfway not here already.
So this is her review of the trick that she's just said.
As you say, you're not a magician, you're just an audience member. But if you, as an audience member, you've seen a lot of magic, so how would you want that improved?
I think it was pretty good. Like you say, the pattern needs to be a little bit more polished.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're kind of making it up as we go along.
Great tips.
Disappearing grandpa. Did that
you believe
work for
that?
You? No.
Okay.
Might have to change the story a little bit.
The magician told us to say that, so, you know, okay.
Yeah, so she was hard. She was,
what magician told us to say that?
As a vampire, I don't know.
I feel like the problem is that as a non-magician, she's got no rules, so she's just speaking her truth. Whereas the magicians are very cagey, because maybe they think it's part of, like, the thing I wonder about is when you're showing this trick to magicians, are they being careful about what they say on the off chance that the trick is still going on and that it has not reached its finale yet?
I think it's very clear from our eager faces that it definitely isn't still going on.
Because I'd be like, okay,
we're basically going,
ready to be like, that's not really a trick. And you'd be like, oh yeah, well, is this a trick? And then you pull out a Polaroid of their wife naked or something. They're like, what the fuck?
Like,
well, ah, magic. Whereas she's just like, well,
a disappearing gravestone. Have at. What, is that funny then to you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's very aggressive, really. But so you don't think that's a good trait? All right, well, your kids don't exist anymore.
Devil's advocate.
Yeah. I was fucking laughing.
Devil's advocate on your side, though.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she was just miserable and she was like, oh, I hate this place. You said it was pretty grim. Maybe she was just like a partner of someone. She's like, I don't want to be here. I keep being bothered by creeps. And
she's so smiley. Like, oh. I've written her down, smiley.
Maybe
woman.
She's just dead on the inside, though.
Yeah. And we've
that's true
with
lots of smiley people. Like me.
So it's actually her fault.
Yeah.
Okay, so this we performed it one more time with all these reviews and stuff like that to see how this goes. This one, I'm just going to play you the whole thing.
Basically, I bought this. Okay, you got a smile. You got a smile.
Okay, smile.
You've got an incredible smile as well, so it's fine. There you go. So basically, I bought this off a really weird dude.
Did you take it?
I mean, I've just learned how to do it, so I think I've got it. But I bought it off this really weird dude on eBay. And he was
weird
really
dude on eBay.
Grumbled.
Said, you can buy the camera, but it comes with consequences. I'm just trying to figure out what the consequences are, really.
Consequences for you?
Hopefully it's the consequences. I would rather consequences be for me than for a stranger that I've just met.
What am I talking about?
You seem... Yeah, that's fine. Okay, good. Yeah.
Too much detail.
But yeah, how's your show being? What's your name, Mario?
Yes.
I'm Gav, nice to meet you. I'm Joe.
Rory, nice to meet you.
Yeah. How's your show being? I've seen you walking around, actually, because I love the kilt.
Yeah.
Very cool. It's a good look.
Oh, I'll tell you, say, love your skirt. Guy, yes, it's not a skirt, sir. It's a kilt. It's only a skirt when you're wearing something underneath.
Are you
that's
wearing
a good
line.
Yeah, would you like to know?
Yeah. Okay, let me get the camera.
You gotta buy him a drink first.
So I love that he's wearing a kilt, and we go, oh, we like your kilt. And he
calls it a skirt.
Well, no, he's genuinely upset because he likes people going, are you wearing a skirt? And he says, no, it's a kilt. It's only a skirt when you wear something underneath. And that's his little joke.
Right.
But we correctly identified it as a kilt. This is one being people with fucking morons in
the
UK. Yeah.
You're like, ruining everyone's day.
I know. That's the thing.
Your patter is so bad, you're wrecking
other people's patter. Yeah.
Anti-patter.
I'm basically like...
Anti-patter.
I'm a fucking...
A patter, anti-patter reaction.
Yeah. I'm a patter virus.
Sound like the universe is 80% anti-patter.
Yeah. And you're it.
Have you had a good show, though?
I've just been to Buster Balloon.
Oh, was that good?
That guy, I mean, you want to take a ballooning right away when you see him. Well, actually, I've had to take a ballooning a few years ago because I got booked for a dance festival.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, you're over there with magic.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and I'm looking like, that's like 100,000 watts of DJ. You can't shout over there.
Yeah.
So it has to be visual.
Well, a friend of mine just a week before gave me, he's doing a lot of balloon work.
Mm.
Only balloon work. He says, here, a bunch of balloons and a pump. Just try it. So I checked on YouTube. I could do a balloon doggy and a basic hat. So I'm like, well, I got like 200 balloons there. So I'm going to do doggies and hats. people just kept coming up.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
One, I thought it was much more fun to do than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And it was much more popular.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool, man.
And I got booked in another festival just 2 weeks later.
Wow.
Did the same thing.
That's fantastic.
In the meantime, I learned to do more better.
That's
hats.
Great.
But everything YouTube, and I mean, the basic stuff is so easy.
Right.
Yeah, hats is a great one because then people see other people with hats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
want
to
get
the
especially
hat.
One thing I learned, which is probably going to be, the moneymaker, which is, it's really, he said at the end of the show, we've taken these big 360 balloons.
Right.
Blow them up, put your fingers in them, and you can shoot them.
So
I'm booked for the festival, for that same festival again.
Yeah, what's the festival,
summer,
if you know I'm asking?
Something with dance.
I'm
having a brain fart there. But, so it's there's one that's called Dance at the Seas at the Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had a cart for my stuff that worked on sand, but nope.
Oh no.
So look,
no way.
Anyway, So, but I'm gonna blow up a whole bunch of the big balloons, give the people on the dance floor to shoot. Because I mean, the organizer's gonna see that,
and they'll be like, "Oh, that guy's made an impact." Yeah, that's awesome.
And he's gonna notice me, and he's gonna be very happy.
Yeah, they're basically business cards.
Yeah,
you're gonna be like, yeah.
And when you add the eyeball stuff in there, that's gonna be it's gonna be pretty good. So, wait a second.
So I think we've taken the photo. And I'm holding it, waiting for him to stop talking, so I can start my pattern.
Waiting for him to notice he's a fucking ghost.
Yeah,
but he won't stop talking.
Fucking hell! No.
What?
Yeah.
What? Did you take him out?
No, I have no idea.
That is.
This is. Oh.
Whoa.
What happened?
He just came.
Did you do this? That's... You're the magician. You fuck you fuck about with my camera.
I'm not here, guys.
Are you a ghost that you know of?
The disappearing magician.
Yeah. We never had this conversation.
Yeah.
You want to go home.
What did you
think?
You
don't want to do Fantastics. You want to go home and take your life home.
Did you like it? Do you think it's a good trick?
I think it is.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We're not magicians.
Yeah.
And we came up with that drunk on a train. And we do a podcast and we're wondering if we could convince people that that was a good trick. Did you think that was a good trick?
Yes, it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How could we improve on it?
We've been working on the cell and everything.
Yeah.
There are tricks with Polaroid. Cameras, but I mean they're gone.
They're not as good as that.
No, they're definitely not as good. The ones that I know of are, for instance, you take a piece of cellophane or a little picture,
right,
and you can sort of like slide it into the cassette with the Polaroid pictures, ones.
Yeah.
You probably never seen one of those up close. If you look the ace that you've seen them.
What's that, 2 years?
I think you looked at my gray hair. You know, the gray hairs, yeah.
I'll take that.
No,
yeah,
I'm old. When I was your age, son, when I had to take some nudies of my girlfriend, I had to sneak out my dad's Polaroid.
Take some dirties of his girlfriend. Is that what he
said?
What
just happened?
Nudies.
So, did he just imply that, like, you didn't know what Polaroids were because you were so young, Joe?
Yes.
And me.
Yeah,
right.
Me. I would know.
Mm. Right, yeah, because you look vastly different to each other in age.
Older, mate.
And then he was talking about taking nudies of his?
Nudies of his, yeah. Because like, he was like this, you know, because he basically was like, oh, I've seen Polaroid tricks before, but not as good as that.
Mm.
So, I don't know, man. Like, I think a bit more work needed.
A bit more refinement.
Here's
an idea.
Yes.
I would think this would work really well. I don't know if it's like kosher in magic to do a trick in this way.
Yeah.
But you take the picture, you have that chat with him, the balloon guy.
Yeah.
You don't mention it. You don't mention the fact he's not in the Polaroid.
Right,
he 5 minutes later, he looks at the picture.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not in that fucking picture. How'd they
get
there?
Yeah. That's better if you just don't mention it.
Yeah, because you could even get rid of everything and just be standing by. It's the kind of place that you could go and you end up chatting to people by the bar and stuff like that, to the point where you could go, oh, do you mind if I take a photo of you? And you're like, there you go. It's nice to like see you.
And you just leave.
You
just don't even react.
And you go and you don't even tell them. And then later on, they're like, oh, fuck, I'm not even in that. That did happen to me the other night in a bar when I went to watch the Royal Rumble.
And then you put like your business card details on the back of it.
Yeah. Oh.
That's how you pass around your business card at the Magic Festival.
That's how you get
Ghost Boys. Fuck you.
I watched the Royal Rumble at the loading bar the other day, and there was a big group of people, and some people I didn't know. And at the end of the night, this girl who was there with her partner was like, oh, we've got a Polaroid. Can I take a photo of you guys? And then she was like, oh, I want to take one for me and one for you. She just took like one for herself to take home and then one for us because we've been having such a nice time. So it does happen.
Mm.
But were you
a ghost in either of them?
But I guess the only thing is,
to your knowledge,
I can't record that for a podcast.
That's true.
What's
more important, magic or regular features?
I think we are both. All know the answers to
we
that.
Both all know the
both
all
we
know.
Both
all
know. We've both done all know the answers to that. But
have you met us before?
Yeah.
I can always Matt, trusting you more than anyone ever.
Because I couldn't lie.
I don't know Rory that well, but now I'm incredibly wary of him.
Yeah.
He was so convincing
as
a patsy.
He
talked
to
it. I'm like, I don't know if I could trust a single word that came out of his pretty little
mouth. I think
mouth.
It's his accent. I think, like, nah, I think it's as enthusiasm. British people.
Enthusiastic liar.
Yeah. Maybe Americans just get away with more stuff, I think.
I reckon I could do it. I reckon I can sell it.
Can you?
You were in the middle. I think you were in the middle.
That's bizarre. That's fucking weird.
That's fucking gross.
I'm like, if I went like,
what the fuck?
If I was like,
a fucking ghost or some shit.
Yeah, if I was just like Valley Boy for it. I was like, oh my god.
You're a ghost.
That's fucked up.
You're the empire.
Do you know? Do you know my aunt? She's dead. So.
She left me this.
I met my granddad on eBay and he sold me a 100-year-old camera.
That motherfucker. He told me it's cheap, but it come with a consequences.
Do you know about consequences? His whole house was empty except for a camera.
And when I took a photo of the house, the fucker disappeared. The camera's got a localized RAM and Bluetooth capacity. I'm hoping if I print enough, I'll print out my granddad. I want to print him back. Oh, granddad, you're so flat now.
The next thing is we have to come up with the character. And I think, you know, that's fucking sorted that.
I just feel like I want to print him back. It's a perfect cut. It's
like, Vince Flat Dad.
The best headline I've heard in a long time.
But there we go. That is the Blackpool Magic Convention 2023 special of the Regular Features podcast.
Well done. I'm genuinely very proud of you both.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I will be performing that trick at the Gala Show in the Blackpool Winter Gardens. So please come along.
It's a wallet. It's a wallet with a Polaroid camera hidden inside it.
There's tickets left. But yeah, thank you very much for listening to that. If you like that and you want to continue... you want us to continue to make nonsense like that, then you can go to patreon.com/regularfeatures, give us a load of money, and get access to the Beehive on the Discord, and you also get a bee name. We won't do bee names this one. We'll do them next week because
my phone is in the other room.
Yeah.
Can we
fucking magic the fuckers away?
In lieu of bee names, can we just record Coco snoring?
Yeah, we can. We can indeed.
She's been... Oh no, she's waking up.
Right, you'll have to put yours down to it. Put yours down to it. Close
your eyes, darling.
Yes, Coco. This is some Coco Foley.
Coco Foley. Coco Foley. Coco Foley.
She's sniffing the mic. She thinks the mic is
Coco. That's so nice.
You're fucking dumb. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
Bye.